What's going on, everybody? It's Glenn, Patrick, and Karma. We're the products of public school, and if you're hearing this, that means it's time for a shorty.
Did you know that if you are Zoom conferencing with your friends and family, you can now add a Cincinnati Zoo live animal to your conference? So you can just Zoom the animal directly in there.
So it's just to lighten up the meeting a little bit. Hey, look at some penguins.
I don't know.
That is fucking
ridiculous. Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with Glenn on
this.
If
it's a paid feature, it's completely ridiculous. If it's free, it's still ridiculous, but less offensive.
Have you guys seen some of those Zoom meetings? Have you guys had to do many of those?
No. I've done Google Meet quite a few times.
Robin does it with like 30 employees like twice a week.
Really?
It's impossible. Yeah.
So she's still at home too,
then? Ridiculous. Working from home? She's still at home until after the 4th.
Oh, all right. Rock on. But the 30-person Zoom meetings are a little bit...
Twice a week.
What do they... They all...
Take
do it
turns
at the same time.
At the
How
exact,
does that even work?
It doesn't.
We can't even get three of us not to overtalk.
Let alone 30 people sitting there, right?
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Well, they could also add a hippo, a giraffe. There's other animals, too. You can get a penguin. When you add on this feature, it helps the zoo make a little bit of extra money. So
it's a paid add-on feature. So
is,
no, completely
yes.
Bullshit. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, don't you want to help this company make a little bit more money?
You could just go to YouTube and look up hippo.
Or you can just put a picture of one on the wall right behind the monitor, and it works. Anyone you want, too.
So are we all thumbs downing the Zoom
yes,
animal
that's
feature?
Stupid.
It's absolutely stupid.
Also, while in lockdown, the Department of Motor Vehicles has said, stop making your own license plates. You cannot just write your stuff on a piece of paper and put it on your vehicle. You have to have your original license plate.
Just steal your neighbor's like everybody else does.
You take
That's
the little tags.
That's only in Metro
Detroit, Glenn. Yeah, back in the day, you used to take the tags off of them and then just use like nail polish or something and stick them on whatever plate you wanted.
Well, apparently these homemade license plates are just what people are doing because they're like, oh, well, it expired or I can't get one, so I'm just going to draw one up.
How many people do you think actually had this as an issue
with cops?
That's
what I was going to say. Is this a mass problem?
Before they actually printed this story, or do you think it's just one or two people doing it?
Well, what if your tag's expired, though?
They can't pull you over.
Right, but I mean, would some moron go and make up their own little construction paper tag?
People are stupid.
I mean, I've seen the hand-drawn one that you just saw on this article here, so I mean...
It's terrible. They didn't even try.
It looks like they...
It's very bad.
Looks like they did it with a crayon with their non-dominant hand.
Yes, it really does.
How much money do stencils cost? Like,
right.
They're pennies to the dollar, right?
Hey, man, that's too many pennies that you're putting towards that non-license plate.
Or at least take a couple minutes to draw a grid before you lay it out. Like,
yeah, it's completely at an angle. They're all different sizes.
It's like big to small. Yeah.
It's terrible.
And it's a Volkswagen, so they can't be that broke. But so yeah, stop making your own license plates. The cops are not digging it. You're more likely to get pulled over with your handcrafted license plate than an expired one, just so you know.
Hit him with it.
I was already there. Well, that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. You can get a hold of us at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. Glenn, give them the phone number.
It's 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-8271, because if you don't tap one,
no one will.
And that's right. My name is Patrick. We got Karma and Glenn. We apologize for everything.
We're so
and
sorry.
We will see you with a full-length episode next week.
Sorry,
la, la.
Guys.
Peace.